Julie Ashbrook with the Chillicothe Area Arts Council. I'm the administrator there.
All right, Julie. I see that you guys have an exciting performance coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about it and some of the people that you're going to need to perform in it?
Yes. Each year, the Missoula Children's Theater comes to Chillicothe in January, and they bring a team to help us put on a musical. And the stars in the musical are 60 local and area students. And so we will have auditions for that performance on Monday, January the 12th, 2015.
Very good. Exciting. And what is the show going to be this year?
This year's show is The Jungle Book. And we are sending out forms for permission forms to local and area students so that they will have the information and the date on hand before the Christmas vacation starts. And they will need to bring those permission forms with them on January 12th to audition.
Very good, and that's a classic. So many children just absolutely love the movie. I remember watching it when I was a child. Now, what is the criteria the children will need to be able to audition that day?
All you need to have when you audition really is a big smile. I think they, you know, are looking to see if children can speak loudly enough and if they have enthusiasm. And I have no idea how they make their choices because I'm not part of that, but it's fascinating to watch. They have a two-hour group audition, and so the children are not alone. They're with all the other kids on the stage, and they just have all kinds of fun games and activities that the students do. And these auditions are for K through 12th grade, so it's older students and younger students, and from all those kids, then they select usually about 60.
Very good. All right, now let's get into detail a little bit about what the kids and parents will expect if these children are chosen to be a part of the play.
Well, we like to remind children and their parents that not everybody who auditions will get a part, but you never get to do anything if you don't try. And we, you know, want to encourage parents and their kids to take a risk and try out, but they need to be prepared that they might not get to do it. But if they do, they have to have a free week, that week of the 12th to the 17th, because there will be rehearsals every afternoon from 4 to 8:30 with a little sack lunch dinner break. It's from 6 to 6:30. And the youngest of those children are not usually having to be there every night, and they are not there for the later part of the rehearsals, the smallest kids. So they need to have that week clear so that they can be at practice every evening from 4 to 8:30. They need to be free on Saturday the 17th because they'll have dress rehearsal in the morning, and then they'll perform two shows in the afternoon at 3 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. And there's no cost to the students, and all of the costumes are provided.
Very good. So it sounds like this is definitely just going to be a fun activity for kids to get involved in and to help kind of build their confidence and their self-esteem. It sounds to me like it'd be a great way for them to be able to go out there and do that without having to be embarrassed. When they do the show those days, how long do those shows usually last?
The show is about an hour, and we have a great time at these shows. It's just amazing to me that at the end of a week, the students can put on a really fun and well-done program. It's a musical, and you can sit in the back of the auditorium and you can hear them. No microphoning is used in children's theater, and they learn to speak out and to have a real stage presence, and it's just great.
That's absolutely wonderful. Now we'll just touch briefly, people who would like to go and see the kids perform, what's the ticket price going to be? When should they show up to the auditorium? Where can they go to get tickets?
The performances will have tickets sold before each performance, and adult tickets are $6, and student tickets are $3, and children who are not yet in kindergarten are free. but we like to have them have a ticket so that they have something to put in the ticket basket and so that we have a count. And we like for all, everyone to have a ticket, even if it's a young child whose ticket is free. And our season members will be able to use their tickets for this event.
Okay. And now where will they go to get the tickets beforehand?
The box office will open an hour before the production. So the box office will open at 2 for the 3 o'clock show and at 4:30 for the 5:30 show.
All right. Well, Ms. Ashbrook, is there anything else that you would like to let folks know about this?
Just get that audition time on your calendar, January 12th at 4 o'clock at the Gary Dickinson Performing Arts Center in Chillicothe.